This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. I'm Doug Steffens. Jay Kirshner has joined me to bring you up to date on the events of the day, the issues of the day, people that are, folks are talking about what matters and what it means to you, or you can think, you can figure out what, I don't have to tell you what it means to you. I'll tell you what it means to me. Jay will tell you what it means to her. You figure out what it means. I'm not here to tell you what to think, how to think, when to think, where to think. I hope you're thinking, though. Thinking is a good thing. Speaking of good things, good news, here's a map that will allow you to plan your fall foliage tour. Smoky Mountains Tourist website created an interactive map that allows you to see how the leaves change all across the country. Map updated.
Yeah, that's one of the best parts about fall. Just all the pretty colors.
Well, the colors are nice, but then there are no leaves on the trees.
But while they're changing colors, oh, it's so gorgeous.
So how do we create a world in which we can have what you like, all right, the end of the summer season into the fall, the leaves change color, they fall off, and then magically they grow right back again. Can't do it in the wintertime. Like in California, the deciduous trees have leaves on them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right? It doesn't get too cold. Well, yeah, Southern California.
Right, exactly.
Then you have the different, like, pines and evergreens that will always
get
their leaves.
Those are awful, too. Those trees are terrible.
I love when all the leaves do fall and you have winter, those kind of, like, where everything is just snow-covered, but it's the pretty white snow. It's not that, like, muddy, murky slush after cars have gone through it. Like, December, January-ish, but come February and March, it's like, okay, the snow's done. It's time to move on.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, they call them leaf peepers in England. A lot of Brits come to America, starting now, actually, but the end of September, into October, middle of October, end of October, there are busloads and busloads and busloads of Brits who come over here to be leaf peepers. And they travel all over New England, especially. They go to New York State, all over up to Maine and New Hampshire, Vermont. They go to Canada. But anyway, this is the Smoky Mountains thing. They have a website that's interactive. And apparently people report in where they see various colors. Is that right? And that's the Smoky Mountains down in Virginia.
You can plan your trip accordingly. Especially because a lot of people like road trips still.
I feel
like when COVID hit and less people were flying, more people started being reminded how much fun road trips can be.
So it's going to, around here I am, you won't see, especially now since we've had a lot of rain. If it were a dry season, we'd already be, if the dryness hadn't been rescued or the trees and everything hadn't been rescued by a lot of rain here over the last 10 days, 2 weeks. We had 2 inches of rain here yesterday. Had a lot of rain, kind of like California, coast to coast rain. The trees are still really green. The lawns have come back into being green. So we will not see, this will not be a problem here, and I say problem. You like it, I don't like it. When the leaves start change, probably about a month from now here. But it is fall colors, you're right, exactly. Now, a lot of places, the peak comes from mid to end October. Up here, it starts usually the first, second week of October. You go down south to, like, if you drive down the Blue Ridge Parkway, Phelps, what's his face? Flash Phelps, who drives all over the place. You know who Flash Phelps is?
I'm not familiar, no.
Morning show on the 60 channel on Sirius. He is one traveling guy. He must live by himself. Every Friday after he gets off the air, he gets in his car and he drives someplace and he drives all weekend and gets back in time for his program on Monday and tells the story about what. But you could talk to him about something. He'll tell you where the rubbish barrels are on the Blue Ridge Parkway. it's kind of interesting. Anyway, so the leaves, what they create, remember, the longer there are leaves on trees, the better it is for the air you breathe. Because they create chlorophyll. Without trees, There wouldn't be any oxygen. It doesn't, it converts the bad stuff in the air to the good stuff that you breathe. Let's see here. Yellow, there's a different thing with the different colors of the leaves, right? That I thought was interesting.
Yeah, there's phytonutrients.
Right, exactly.
Whether they're present or dissipate.
Yeah. Flavonoids with yellow leaves. They're great antioxidants for us. Red leaves have anthocyanin. That's some kind of an antibody. Let's see here. What else do they have? Beta carotenoids. Is that how you pronounce it? Yeah, it is carotenoids. The colors. It sort of reminds me of the Crayola. You know, the box has 48 different colors in it.
Mm-hmm. You know, or the 96 ones, and you have like canary yellow and
blue. Yeah.
So yellow green, not to be confused with green yellow, which are both two very different colors.
There are a lot of people who wait to take their vacation in the fall. If I took a vacation, I would take it now and I'd go to the Cape. Cape Cod is one of the most magical, wonderful places on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. I love the Cape. Never go there in the summertime. I haven't gone very much. If I were flush, I'd buy a little place on near the Bourne Bridge and just spend like weekend time there. There's something really magical about. People say that about places that, you know, they know about the beach locations and, you know, what it's like, but it's so doggone much traffic there in the summertime. Aye, aye, aye. But that's true of all of these places. And the further south you go in the wintertime, it's the same thing. Try driving up the A1A in Florida from December until the 1st of April. Good luck at all the snowbirds down there. So there's something going on between the Armenians and the Azerbaijanis. This is a very similar situation to Israel and Palestine, but it doesn't get the attention. It's just as serious, though. These countries have been fighting with each other for years and years and years. So this week there are 100 of the combatants that are dead. This has been going on. I have a lot of friends who are Armenians, and the Azerbaijan—I never pronounce it well. It's, you know, from Azerbaijani. The Azerbaijanis are Azerbaijanians, anyway. You get who it is. So they're the tough. The Armenians are tough, 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 tough. These are like Turks. These people. This is in an area where they've been hardened for decades and centuries because of how they live in the mountains. And so there's a conflict now over the borders, and it has been. Because Azerbaijan was part of the old Soviet Union, and so since the 1980s, they've been fighting over the control of this land, the Armenian land. The UN's been in there, said, here's the border. Azerbaijanis don't believe it. They don't like it. And so, and the Russians used to be, they used to be friends with the Armenians. Now they're not. The war in Ukraine has caused a different focus on Azerbaijan because of oil and other natural resources, I guess, that are there. But it's something that is, as I say, it doesn't get the kind of coverage that the Israeli-Palestinian thing does because of who they are. For whatever the reason, I have a lot of friends who are Armenians. There are a number of Armenians I do business with and who live around here, and I don't understand what the deal is there, why people don't like them. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? 15 past the hour. Let's talk about inflation. Want to do that? I'm glad I started with some good news because we're going downhill fast.
It's a roller coaster.
Going downhill fast. Inflation rate. What are you feeling and what's the reality right after this?
Paid for by GovMint.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-875-7000. 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
And Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. And the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Okay, 17 after with Jay and Doug, and the inflation numbers are in month by month, year over year. The before we get to the bad stuff, the good thing is that I think we've reached a cap, and one of the indicators of this, Jay, is the cost of gas at the pump. Most everybody has recognized the price of gas has gone down about a dollar since it hit its apex earlier this year. I can buy gasoline around where I am for $3.70. I saw gas for $3.48. It was up to four at one point. It was $4.70 something around here where I am in New England. So, and I think most everybody is recognizing. What'd you say, James? Down in Texas, you bought some gas for $2 and something.
$2.90. $2.86. Yes.
$2.86. Yeah. Okay, so we're going back in the right direction here and there. It's cheaper in Texas because that's where they do the producing, and that's where most of the refineries are. Many of the refineries are. Yeah, it costs money to move it around. But so far this year, the inflation rate has gone up 8.3%. And last month, it only went up by 0.1%, August over July, which is the slowest it has been for the past 11 months. So the growth is driven by the cost of food. Yep. Cost of medical care. The food index is up almost 12% year over year. And that's what you get dependent on these damn big companies. And that's why I have the focus I do on the farm and food, where you get your food. Some people don't seem to care. Okay, that's fine. But you should at least know that you don't have to pay as much and you get something better. If you go to the local farmer, how long does that last? Lasts as long as this season lasts. And then you go back to the volatile food store. Prices of food, energy. I'm not talking about gasoline. I'm talking about the cost of electricity. Good God. You look at your electric bill, gas bill. I'm not talking about gasoline. I'm talking about gas that you use to heat your
house. Home, the utilities.
If you've got, yeah, exactly. And if you have the gas that comes, what's the word I'm looking for? When they deliver it to a tank on your property, anyway, that's a different kind of gas that's delivered not through the pipeline, but you have a propane, that's what it is, propane tank on your property. Those prices have gone up 30%. Good God. Anyway, so that's kind of the stock market. Didn't do too well the last couple of days either. They're trying to find a happy story, and they haven't found one yet. But those guys, they dwell on the negative instead of the positive. Okay, 21 after.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
One of the things this year that's really troubled me and my farm and some of the neighboring farms that have sweet corn, the birds. Man, the birds this year, I don't remember it being this bad. But there, it's some information from a wildlife biologist that I saw, and they have a number of suggestions as to how to disperse the birds.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The hour now, and it's time for us to visit our trending stories on social media. A lot of that stuff is a big story from Twitter that we'll get to in a few minutes. Right now, though, the Backstreet Boys are in our focus because they made an acquaintance. Interesting, right? The dog shelter in Nashville.
Yes, there are some little puppers who were named after them, and the Backstreet Boys met their namesakes at the Nashville shelter and the Nashville Humane Association, and of course helped, you know, let people know that they're up for adoption, and anybody who's a diehard Backstreet Boy fan is going to be like, oh my gosh, AJ touched this dog. I must have and love this dog and cherish this dog forever. And so these dogs are going to get homes thanks to the Backstreet Boys.
Brian, Nick, AJ, Howie, and Kevin, they all had puppies named after them, right? Isn't that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Nashville's Humane Backstreet. So where are you? You're from Nashville. You've lived in Nashville for a good long time. Where is this? Is this in town? But they have this, the Humane Association offices.
Oh,
downtown.
Yeah. This is in Nashville, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The Post also noted how the dogs will be available right now. They were in Nashville for their world tour, the DNA World Tour. They've been on since April. I think they're performing pretty much every night. A lot of people they're pretty good. They're a good, clean bunch, right? The Backstreet Boys?
Sure. Why not? No. Yeah, definitely.
Well, no, I don't mean,
one
why
of the,
not?
The mainstay
a good,
ones from
wholesome bunch. I don't know that. I mean, I know the music. I can listen and tell that it's them, but I don't think they do anything that's off. It's not like listening to a rap group, right? Or a rapper. Nobody's helping me out here.
I mean, I don't know what they do in their free time, but they seem like good, wholesome people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Out of all of the boy bands, they're the ones that have really had the mainstay of, when you think of the height of boy bands, there was 98 Degrees and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and all of the things. And
which one was
Backstreet
Wahlberg
Boys reformed.
In?
Which one's what?
Wahlberg. Which one was he in?
Donnie Wahlberg was in New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block. They're still out. Don't they go out every summer and perform here and there?
They did get back together, and I believe New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys even teamed up for a concert series.
That'd be fun. Yeah. I think Wahlberg is a lot of fun. I love that Wahlberger show.
With the family.
Fun. Yeah, it's kind of fun. Okay, here's another item from the celebrity column here. The home where Carrie Fisher and her mom, Debbie Reynolds, lived in California on the market. I'm surprised, but it's up in the hills in Creston. It's for sale for $2.85 million, and there are lots of pictures.
Isn't that pretty low?
Yeah, it seems really low, frankly.
Because I feel like just based on who owned the house, whose property you would think that would have some buying power. There's 44. Yeah, it's a 44-acre ranch on the market. It was built in the 90s, and you think of homes that were built in the 50s, 1900s. Those are going for so much more. And this is
and it's a big
Southern
house,
California.
7,800 square feet.
Yeah.
Spread out as pretty much a single floor,
like,
seven bedrooms, seven
what's
baths.
What's wrong with it? Does it just need, like, gutted from the inside out or something?
It probably needs a lot of attention. It looked like when you saw pictures of it, it looked like it was needed.
No central AC?
Don't need it up in the hills there. All right, so we're caught up on that sort of thing. 28 after here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The final primaries of the 2022 election cycle were held Tuesday as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware voters went to the polls. In the New Hampshire gubernatorial race, Democrat Tom Sherman will face Republican Chris Sununu in November. Stocks dropped to their worst day in more than 2 years after hotter-than-expected inflation data startled investors at 8.3% year-over-year. Investors sold everything from stocks and bonds to oil and gold. All 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined, as did 11 sectors in the Standard & Poor's 500. President Biden at the same time hosted an event at the White House celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act.
And all the House and Senate Democrats who stood together, this couldn't have happened without every single one of you, and that's in the literal sense in the Senate. Every single one was required.
Lance Pryor, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
You drink coffee?
I do.
Yeah, you do a little bit, right?
I do. My husband hates the smell of coffee.
I don't
know. So we've never been home brewers. It's typically, I will, like, later in the morning.
How is it when he kisses you after you've had a cup of coffee?
Oh, we're married. We don't kiss. We don't touch. It's keep your distance. Stay away.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have reached a place that has become an asset in your life, right? Think about it that way. Good radio program, good conversation. It's an asset to your life, to your brain. And so as we demystify all the things that are going on, in a manner of speaking, I don't know, sometimes I'm more confused after I look into stuff than I was before I looked into the stuff.
Anyway, same.
Yeah. Smart radio. Conversation, events, issues, people of the day, it's all here. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jay Kirshner. The good news in this half hour is the story from a ferry boat that had lots of, this is the technology here that filters out the particulate matter from the emissions that come out of the engine. Now you can take this ferry across from Marseille to the coast of England. This is very cool, right? If you've ever traveled by ferry or cruise around the Mediterranean, you know there are a lot of really great places. But when you go out into the, this is kind of like a truck that you see along the highway that's spewing out black smoke. Mm-hmm. These ferries are old and they're famous for doing this. And all it is, frankly, this is no mystery. This, I like the particulate matter being eaten up or reused. That's what happens in diesel engines, which all these boats, they run on diesel power. They have, a diesel engine has a recirculation of fuel that doesn't get burned. And it's in a system called an injector system. And if the injectors are dirty or some of them are plugged up, then the fuel is not going to burn clean. And that's where the black smoke that comes out of the tailpipe that you see, whether it's a tailpipe on the top of the truck or
on the
side. Yeah, I was going to
say, the one that's like way up on the top. And these passengers, right. I mean, yes, the pollution, but also these passengers are breathing in
right,
that
right, you're
air.
Breathing all that crap. Yes. Right. And so, anyway, there's a lot of stuff, the sulfur, which comes out of an engine that is full of the particulates. All of these things are hazardous. And so this is a very smart thing that they've done there. What is it called? I love the French. I'm not very good at pronouncing French words. Le Mendoro, no, I'm not going to even try. Mary or Danielle, no?
I think that's something along the lines. The Maradona?
All right,
I love French. I think it is so beautiful. I took 2 years Spanish, 2 years French, and I do wish I stuck with one language all 4 years.
Yeah.
But French is so interesting in the sense that there could be a word with 12 letters, and you only pronounce 3 of them.
That's true. So this particular ferry leaves from Marseille, which is one of the dirtiest of all of the harbors. Anybody who's been in Marseille, you know, the cruise ships come in there and they leave their engines on and, you know, that kind of stuff. So there were a lot of people who signed petitions to ban the cruise ships from entering into the port. But because they're so important to the economy, that's not going to happen. But it'd be nice to have the engines, the same thing, the big diesel engines on these cruise liners, you can see black smoke come out of them all the time. And it's just poor performance on the part of the engine. It's very easily fixed. I'm sure it's an expense, the injectors on those engines. But most of those cruise ships have 3 or 4 12-cylinder big diesel engines that have 2,000-3,000 horsepower each one. Can you imagine what it takes to get a ship like that to move? Seriously, what kind of power, what kind of torque it takes to get those things moving? Yeah. The Queen's funeral. Monday, the 19th of September. Coffin of the Queen is in Buckingham Palace. The rain in London, the crowds line the route. People park their cars along busy roads. They get out, looked at the hearse. I'm sure there were people that were waving
and
flags.
Yeah.
Well, most of everybody liked the Queen.
One of those moving and palpable moments.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, too, like, yes, this is royalty, and it's the Queen, and everybody, most everybody is mourning. But think about the family, her immediate family, her son, King Charles, who basically has to jump into work pretty much immediately, and others, like, you see the pain in so many of their faces, in Princess Catherine's, in Princess Anne's. You see that heaviness that they're all carrying, and I think it's easy to forget that these are real people, and this is a beloved family member.
His mother, by the way, there's a rumor floating around, I don't know if it's true or not, that the hearse that's carrying the Queen was the same one that carried Diana. There are some pretty pompy, if you look at some of the stuff that the families of wealth use, those carriages are pretty expensive. And it wouldn't surprise me if it was the same one, although I'm not sure that there are going to be a lot of people talking about it. A lot of bagpipes playing, that sort of thing. It is a very interesting reality to watch the people in England and all around the world. People are interested. So the president, most of the heads of state are going to the funeral next Monday from around the world. They're going to put the heads of state in buses and bring them to the funeral. Everybody, that is, except Joe Biden, Secret Service says, we'll have none of that, thank you. So they fly his car. You know, when the president goes anywhere, I don't know if you know this or not, there are 4 transport planes that are parked with the two 747s that are designated Air Force One. Two planes exactly the same, 747s that you see with the insignia and the colors and stuff, the Presidential Air Force One. Well, there are two of them. And they both fly at the same time, along with four other transport planes that have President's car in it. One of them has the helicopter in it. One of them has an ambulance in it. So there's no question if there's anything that happens, they're going to be protected, and it's all going to be under the control of the Secret Service. You don't think that costs the American taxpayer plenty? I think it's like $1 million an hour or something by the time they put all these planes in the air and move all this stuff all over the place. But how do you think, what do you think, they have these cars parked everywhere? No, they take the car with them. That's how it works. The president takes the car out to Andrews Air Force. Well, actually, they use the Marine helicopters to get out when they go on a trip, because the car has been taken from the garage where they keep it in downtown Washington out to Andrews. They put it on the plane, and it follows the president wherever he goes.
It's special. It's bulletproof. It's been, run through all these tests. The Secret Service does not mess around. They know.
Every time there's a new president, there's a new car. Each president has a new car, and the one that the former president used goes to the vice president. So that's how they do it. They build new ones all the time. So anyway, that's the story. I think as I look about the sort of silly little things that are happening, officials in England are asking fans of the Queen to stop leaving marmalade sandwiches.
Right.
Outside the palace.
People do interesting things all the time. Yeah, as tributes. Right. And how many times have we seen where people leave at teddy bears or candles?
Yeah, Paddington
Bear. Leave notes and stuff. And just in general to any notable person who has passed that they were a big fan of. And the marmalade sandwiches, the where were they leaving them? Buckingham Palace, I believe.
Yeah.
And the officials were kind of like, we get it, we appreciate it, but please stop.
Okay, so visualize this. The Queen would go into her own pantry and make her marmalade sandwiches and then hide them in her purse. She loved the sandwiches, and she wouldn't eat them, obviously, in public. But whenever she got done, whatever her engagement, she'd go into her pocketbook and take out her marmalade sandwich.
Mm-hmm. She had to keep her energy up somehow.
Well, I think that's kind of a cute thing.
Yeah, it is.
Right? Yeah. Meanwhile, as you were suggesting a few moments ago, Prince Charles, now King Charles, has been frustrated with a lot of things going on. Apparently, he was signing some stuff, and the pen leaked all over the place. And Camilla, he says, it's going everywhere. Like, what's she going to do, clean it up? But the numbers, this is what the reality of how much money these people are worth. Pretty interesting. King Charles has, I think I mentioned this yesterday or the day before when I started looking into this. Pretty fascinating to see the money. They are allotted, the royal family is allotted $63 million a year to run their affairs. And they do whatever they want with it to keep the castles going and yada, yada. And each one of the members of the family is allotted a certain amount of money to run their lives. And Charles apparently has been the most astute of all of the brothers, all of the siblings, in terms of investing. So he owns lots of real estate in London and around. And anyway, his net worth is over $1 billion. And the royal family doesn't pay any taxes. So there you go, $1 billion. And the royal family, speaking of the royal family, supposedly all of the assets and all of the wealth of the royal family totals up to $28 billion. So collectively, they would be, among the wealthiest, obviously, in the world. So is this appropriate? Is this what you expect? If the guy's the king, then don't you expect him to be rich? Right? Isn't that where it all sort of lands?
And how much is generational wealth? How much is because of what the people pay? And being
interested to see
the breakdown of that.
Yeah, well, that's why I said the taxpayers in England support the royal family to the tune of $63 million a year. What they do with it after that, obviously, is up to them. And Charles has been pretty smart with his allotment.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they'll all inherit from their mother a certain percentage of her wealth, which was estimated to be what was it, $630 million? Did I see that someplace?
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, well, that's what I mean. How much is actual generational wealth versus what the taxpayers were paying?
Right, exactly. Yep. All right, so that's the update on the Queen and what's happening, who's going, who's coming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In a moment, the jerk of the day here on Good Day. Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds very formal, Elizabeth, isn't it? Elizabeth Miller from Caltrain. Success comes one step at a time. And I don't mean to sound like a lecturer here, but if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It really is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. But you got to give it time to work. Most people are seeing some weight loss around the 1 month mark. They're seeing their clothes fitting better, the inches coming off, and then the pounds start steadily coming off after that. You know, I lost 40 pounds with it. It took me right at 5 months. It's not a quick fix, but I've been able to maintain that and keep that off for years now.
When you go to toploss.com, what do we have that's value added?
Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale up. Unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
Elizabeth Miller from California.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Want to do it again? Okay, fine. Here we go with the jerk of the day. The Nationals, the Washington baseball team. The story is really great. The headline reads in the Washington Post, grown man steals baseball from little girl.
Right?
Can you imagine anything worse than that? Here's this cur. Gina Hilliard is the mother. She tweeted the story. Joey, is it Meneses?
Yeah, the Nationals right fielder tosses a ball up to this girl. It was youth baseball night. And so there were a lot of different groups who were honored on the field. They did receive free tickets to be there. And the little girl had a ball coming her way. The guy snatches it. And the mom, you know, obviously like super upset, but didn't want to make the situation worse. So she was just kind of like, okay. And when another parent asked, or, you know, approached the guy and asked him about it, he's like, I have every right to that ball. I paid for my ticket.
What a jerk.
And so, yeah, the mom, Gina, tweets, like, she happened to get a video of this whole thing, tweets to the Nationals, and she's like, can we get a ball? Maybe have it signed this time? Like, that'd be pretty cool, just wishful thinking. And the Nationals responded, and they're like, yeah, DM us your information. We'll get something out to you.
Yeah. What a jerk. Right? Jerk. You're a jerk and a boob. All right, so we took care of that. Thank you, and I feel better 10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three past the hour, managing to squeeze into his busy schedule every week, sleeping with the dogs, keeping them all straight and on the narrow. Warren Eckstein is here, live from thepetshow.com. I just love the way, like at the Emmys, live from Los Angeles, it's Warren Eckstein. We should have a dog award show. There should be a national award, not that silly, stupid thing that they have with a... You know, the dog. Where do they do that? Wimbledon? No, where do they do that? Westchester?
Westminster Kennel Club.
Westminster, yeah. That's nonsense. Those dogs aren't real dogs. They're like charading somebody's... No, huh? I'm talking about real... We need to have an award show for real dogs. Like the dog, the sheriff's office in Colorado, who found this golden retriever who'd been missing for 3 months. He got scared because he was out on drone, somehow or other, drone training, and the dog disappeared from the scene. Apparently, the car that he was in got into an accident. The dog's name was Farah. And so the dog disappeared into the wilderness. But she was on her own for weeks. Her owner, Taylor Salazar, knew the dog was alive. Because people kept seeing the dog and saying, I've seen the dog. And then the dog, we've seen stories like this. Right, Warren? You've covered stories like this for years on your show.
Absolutely.
Dogs getting lost.
But it's an interesting idea. If you can get your listeners to write in with an amazing thing their dog or cat did, I think it would be a great thing to do.
All right, so let's do that. Send it along, Jay. You want to take care of that? Post this stuff on social media?
Will do.
Please?
I love the way you do that. Hey, Jay, will you take care of this? Hey, will you take
What? But Jay's
I'm
very helpful.
I'm looking to myself, and the only person I have here to take care of anything is you. My two dogs.
No, you've got your wife, who's very helpful.
I have no idea. I'm still using AOL. That ought to tell you something about it.
I know that. Yes, I send you email all the time. Here's an 84-year-old woman who was missing. She was found safe because her dog that she had adopted days before stayed with her. This woman went missing in Texas. Nephew got the call that she had been found with her dog by her side. How about that?
It's amazing. The instinct dogs have, and some cats, the instinct animals have is absolutely amazing. It's just an incredible thing. You know, Doug, I wanted to bring something up that was kind of a little different today. Just the other day, someone was calling me, and they wanted to know about sending their dog away to be trained. And is that a good thing to do?
Yeah.
And let me tell you how I responded. You know, what many people do not understand is the fact that the dog training or puppy training is not just about getting your dog to obey a few commands, sit, stay, and down. It's rather about establishing a good relationship with your dog and about understanding your dog better so that you can tell them things in a way that they would understand. So the bottom line is this. Training is important, but it's really more important for the family. So they were going to send their dog away to be trained. And I said, you know what? Have the whole family get involved so you have that continuity in the family. Remember, it's not whether the dog sits the first time you tell him, it's the relationship you have with your pet that's most important. And people forget that. The fact is that training is important, but socialization, and it should be done by your family. Have the family train the dog. It gives you the opportunity to get that special bond between the family and the dog rather than just, if I were to go to a house right now, in 10 minutes the dog's going to look like Rin Tin Tin. And ego aside, that's just what I do for a living. However,
right.
It's not how the dog responds to me, it's how it responds to the family. So, example, if the husband tells the dog to jump on the couch and the wife tells the dog to get off the couch, the next phone call the dog makes is to me and says, hey, Warren, isn't this the definition of neurosis? The bottom line is consistency. Make it fun. Make it fun for everybody and train the dog yourself. If you need some help, hire a trainer to come and guide you, but the training should be done by the family.
Treats.
But listen,
right.
I don't use treats. Listen, when was the last time you saw one dog give another dog a milk bone when they did something right?
That's true.
A hug, a kiss, a pat, a rub on the belly, something.
Right.
Yeah, that's the kind of reason.
That's what they remember. Yeah.
There's no need for your dog to see three courses of God Bless America to get a biscuit.
No. Well, I just think that in terms of my little girl, Daisy, and what's going on with her, she has a...
How's she doing? How's Daisy doing?
She has a chip. She broke a chip in her... Broke off a chip in her shoulder, and I'm trying to get it to heal without, you know, having to have surgery, because that'll be a pain. But she's, you know, she'll... I've got her quiet. I keep her from coming up and down the stairs, taking walks and stuff. But she'll go out and pee and poop, and then she'll tear around.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She just...
It's called the zoomies. You know, it's... Control zoomies. When they have the zoomies, you gotta let them zoom. That's just the way it is.
Well, she runs normally when she does that, but then when she stops, she starts limping again.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's something to be, and bring her around to get different points. I've gotten a couple of different points of view from doctors as to what to do. So,
have you spoke to a veterinary orthopedist?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I have. Yep.
You're right on target, Doug. You're amazing to me.
Warren Eckstein, amazing himself from The Pet Show, thepetshow.com website, 59 after.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.